Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. I am ecstatic to be in the studio with a young lady that I have gotten to know over the years in a personal and professional way. And I just think that there's so much I don't know. So I was like, I got to have her on the podcast because, girl, you are phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh.
And so here I am with Isabella Wyke, and we had a whole conversation. No Izzy's today. And Wyke like bike, even though it's spelled W-E-I-K.
Right, Wyke like bike. You are awesome. Thank you so much having me on the podcast.
No problem. So we're just going to dive right into it, okay? Because this ain't your first rodeo. So you grew up attending meditation retreats with your parents, and everybody knows you're this big meditation girl now. Mm-hmm. So, but the one thing I didn't know, and I must have been under a rock, is that your parents founded the Buddhist Temple of Toledo. How did those early experiences shape your understanding of mindfulness, and how does that influence how you lead today?
Yeah, so mindfulness is it's like a spoke on the wheel of Buddhism. So you do not have to be Buddhist to practice mindfulness at all, right? Like, mindfulness is for everybody. And having the understanding of where it comes from is it's a deep experience, right? So I had, from a very young age, very honest experiences of mindfulness that a lot of people just haven't had. For example, like you said, I would go with my parents once a month. We pack up the minivan and we travel to Boston to study with my parents' Buddhist teachers. And so I was there, like, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. I had my like American Girl dolls, like pretending to meditate. I'm an only child, so I would, during those meditation retreats, I do some of the meditating, but I'd also be, you know, playing and dreaming and all of those fun things. So having the experience of really diving deep into the deep end, let's say it that way, mm-hmm. at a young age, that's where I get to pull from now.
And what's really interesting is, I don't know if we spoke about this when I first met you, but you're an East Coaster too.
Because,
you know, I'm from Brooklyn. And where were you born originally?
So I was born around the Boston area.
Okay. So I originally met you when you were newly graduated from University of Toledo, right? And you just joined the Rotary Club at Toledo. And I saw you as a super fashionable, well-spoken, high-spirited young woman. And you have done so much since then. Tell us about those visions that you were working on and manifesting during that time.
I love that I've known you for this long, you know, because you've really seen me. There's a group of people in Toledo mm-hmm. who have really, and they're around this table right now, who have seen me over the last couple years and really supported me through it all. I mean, you guys really saw me before any of this was happening. So with the Rotaract Club of Toledo, that was an extraordinary opportunity. I can look back on it and see now what I was doing. It was an extraordinary opportunity to practice my ability to be an entrepreneur.
So you were originally in Rotaract when I met you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm one of the founders. There's three founders, mm-hmm. and I'm one of them. And we created this organization with our mentor group, Rotary Club of Toledo. I love Rotary Club. Shout out, you guys. You guys are the best.
Yes, we love you guys.
The best ever. But yeah, during the Rotaract Club, I got to experience what it was like to lead meetings, to literally just grassroots kind of like text people and be like, yo, you got to come to this thing. And like, people would come. And like, you know, building events and things that were centered around service and truly supporting Toledo. All of those things I now pull on as an entrepreneur with a brick and mortar space. And I couldn't have really practiced that in a better environment than the Rotaract Club.
That is so cool. Cause I just, like, I thought you were like 18 at the time. How old were you at that time?
So you probably, let's see. So I graduated from UT in 2022.
Okay.
I was born in 2000.
Okay.
So I was 22.
Okay. See? So, yeah. So I just was like, wow, this girl has vision. And you had a lot of things that you were thinking in your mind, and you could kind of see it. Like, and so to actually watch you do the things.
You were so sweet. Well, I want to say really kudos to you. And because, like, I feel like I can see that too in other people. And it's because when you're vibrating at a certain, you know, energy level, really, you know, I'm not getting all woo-woo, whatever, but it's just like legit. Like when you meet somebody who's like really doing something, it's like infectious and you can see it, right? I mean, the reason why I can do all this stuff is because I've surrounded myself with mentors. Again, shout out Rotary Club,
yep.
Who are vibing at that level. And I'm like, yeah, I want that. If they can do it, I can do it. Yeah,
and
I can
inspire us as well. So aww. I just want to throw that back at
Thank you.
Now that you are this successful owner of the Toledo Mindfulness Institute, which started off as like you doing yoga at Toll House and then the Metro Parks, and it became a brick and mortar studio. How long have you been open now? And then what were some of the biggest challenges and surprises of transitioning from like your family legacy? Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard that your parents were doing something like that before, and then it became what it is now. So was it always the Toledo Mindfulness Institute, or like how has your family legacy played into that in your leadership role as a CEO?
Right. So TMI was created almost a decade ago, but it was definitely not what it is today. Right. There was something that happened when my dad, the transition of majority ownership went to me, and then I opened the physical location of the yoga studio. So an important part I'd love to talk about is like the yoga part of it, this yoga studio, and honestly, all the community stuff that we're doing. Truly, that was circa the beginning of our brick and mortar space. So that part of TMI, that founding of it, our studio started a year and a month ago. I mean, we've really only been around. I think I had my grand opening November 15th, 2024.
I literally just imagine a lot of years of you being open because it probably feels like it.
I appreciate
especially
that.
With all the stuff you've been doing. So you're not only a wellness leader, but you're also a musician, a songwriter, and a poet. In what ways do creativity, music, and poetry intersect with your mindfulness and your life's, you know, and your work?
Yeah, I had the great fortune of going to Toledo School for the Arts. And there, they really emphasize the importance of artistry and creativity and actually entrepreneurship. I was there yesterday, full circle moment. They hired my business to go in and do mindfulness practices for the teachers and the faculty there. So I was there yesterday saying hey to everybody, saying thank you for being part of the program. And I looked over at the wall and the vision statement. I don't think this was the vision statement when I went there, but now the vision statement literally has the word entrepreneurship in it, which I think is absolutely extraordinary. And so I'm deep bows of gratitude to that institution. And what that helped me to do is to practice, quite frankly, being on stage, like talking to people. As an artist, you are, in a non-weird way, you are the product, right? Like your artistry, your expression is so unique to you. So refining that and then learning how to share that out with people in a way that's authentic, that's what I got to learn at Toledo School for the Arts. And then I refined it a little bit more at UT. But I love creativity. I actually, one of the more creative seasons of my life, I talked about this on the come up with Libby and Riley, actually, was the season of me opening the yoga studio. Because that was such a stressful time in my life, to go back to one of your questions. I mean, it was the biggest challenge. I was like crying every other day. I was like, how am I going to do this? This is a prime spot. Who am I? Da, da, da. All of those things. And the thing that I led on and leaned on was my creative roots. Like, I was super honest in my songwriting. I was super honest in my poetry. And I look forward to posting more music and more poetry from that time. Because it's cooking, you know, it's incubating. But now we have a keyboard at the studio. So I have been tinkering around with that a lot, and I'm very excited to share out more.
Now that I know that you're a keyboardist, when my baby wants to learn how to play piano, because I like got her a piano, and I do not know what to do with it with her. And I know she just, and some things come out, it sounds like, you know, something's there, you know, so I might have to call you for...
Oh, absolutely. I can give her like some basics, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's all we need.
Basics, but that's great, you know.
Yeah.
Lean into that.
So University of Toledo, what did you end up graduating with a degree in?
I love this. I feel like I can very honestly share this now. Before I'd be like, business development. The truth is, y'all, I graduated in general studies in the College of Arts and Letters.
That's cool. You got a bachelor's.
Literally,
so, you know.
General studies. Now, I'll tell you the reason why I did that is, again, it's entrepreneurial. I was a vocal jazz performance major for 2 years. And then COVID hit and I was like, what am I doing? I want to do more in the community and leadership roles. I was in my sorority, shout out Delta Phi Epsilon. And I was like, I want to lean more into business and like leadership stuff. So the only way I could do that and graduate on time is if I completely just took a chance and I went into the general studies program. So I did that, and then I was able to take professional sales classes with the School of Business at UT, and more like humanitarian stuff. I took a Francophone culture class, and that was so cool. I loved learning about French artists and stuff. Like, that's cool, you know?
And this is shaping you to the super diverse person you are today. And I just want to know, since you went to TSA, since you did the jazz, then Kim Mueller, who was a former guest on this podcast.
I love Kim.
Was, yes. She's actually the one who, after we were done, said to me, I played some of my baby playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star because she memorized it. She said, there's something there. You might want to, you know, so full circle moment right there for me too, because now I have you. Was she a teacher of yours when she was at TSA?
Deeply. I mean, she was. Yeah. She's a major force in my life. When I talk about who, you know, getting on stage and learning stuff. I mean, that was Kim Bueller who did that. I'm so glad you interviewed her.
Oh yeah, isn't definitely. She wonderful? Oh my goodness. Yeah. And it's even funnier because you know how we love fashion and all that stuff. I met her at the TSA fashion show last year. And so like that was, I don't even, was it this year or last year? I think it was this year actually. I met her this year and I just thought she was so amazing. And so yeah, it's just so cool. The people that are impacting the growth of the youth in Toledo, they're, yeah.
I love it. Well, you saw her amazing because you're amazing.
So oh, thank you again.
You're vibing.
I just really feel like this is such a love fest here. Thank you so much.
Of course.
So my next question is, community development is something that's central to your mission, as you said. How do you envision the role of mindfulness and wellness evolving in Toledo's next chapter? And what role do you see TMI playing in that?
So over the last year, I tell people I've kind of earned our vision statement as a company. And this was something that I could not have even predicted, like even 4 or 5 months ago, honestly. But I have a pretty outrageous vision statement now. And part of it is we are in every corner of the community, quietly and sincerely serving. So that means in one day, I can be working with Ottawa Hills High School, the Toledo Police Department, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And then at the same time, we have 5 amazing teachers at TMI who are leading classes in our studio. So already this company is shaping up to be like, we've got 2 things going on. We have our studio community. Equally, we're in the trenches. I want to be where the people are really, I want to be where the people are. But like, you know, like I want to be where the change makers are. The teachers. Oh my gosh, I love teachers and nurses. Like so I don't want to put a cap on it. You know, very early on, I had people tell me, well, the first thing you must do if you're going to own a business is niche. What's your target audience? And I always had an aversion to that, you guys. I was always like, I don't like that. General studies over here. All right.
Right.
I'm general.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I went to a Forbes conference this year, and one of the speakers, who's like a multimillionaire, said, young people, they never know what they want to do, and it looks all crazy when you tell them you do 5 things. So just say you're like a creative curator or creative concierge or,
oh, I like
you know,
that.
Yeah, like, so I was like, yep, that's what I am. And it was just so funny because after I left there, I'm like, I'm not telling people I do a podcast, work at this nonprofit, this, that. I am a creative, basically, consultant or whatever, you know, word you want to put next to it, but don't limit yourself.
Wow,
because
I love
you
that.
Don't have to.
So what Forbes conference? We got to talk about
okay,
this.
Okay, we'll talk about that after.
Well, but people might want to know.
Yeah. Well, I usually go like every year. It's like a 30 under 30, but
yes.
I'm not under 30 anymore, but that does not stop all of us over 30s for being there. So
absolutely. And no, I love this actually. This is a part of my story too. We share that. I didn't know that we share this.
Okay.
I went to the Forbes 30 Under 30 conference in Cleveland.
Okay, I did. I did go to that one.
You did?
We just probably missed each other.
No way.
I guess.
Do you remember that moment where they talked about Toledo on the stage?
And saying it was like a good opportunity to like get, we had good business opportunities or something?
Yes.
Yeah, because that was like the governor at the time. Or no, not the governor. It was, who was it, Secretary of State or something, I think it was.
It was some big shot.
Yeah.
Who literally on, you guys, like, listen to this.
I think I have that on tape, though.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I think I do. Oh my gosh, you should put that in the show notes. Because on this Forbes stage, right, this, like, globally renowned organization, they are literally shouting out Toledo. Mm-hmm. And that moment, actually.
And not in a negative way.
Exactly. That moment was the moment I was like, okay, I can really, let me lean even more into mm-hmm. my love for Toledo. Mm-hmm. That's so cool that you were there.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, yesterday I went to something for Destination Toledo. They were doing like a luncheon and they were saying that there are big, big events that's coming to Toledo that they basically won bids for that nothing we would even think of. It was like, I can't even tell you what the events were, but it was like nothing, something from Saudi Arabia, something from this. And I'm like, whoa. Like,
they are so innovative. Shout out Destination Toledo. Yeah. Again, you're pulling out these really great parts of Toledo. They were the first company that when I got majority ownership of TMI, they were the first organization I became a member of for the business. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know anybody else, mm-hmm. and they're the best.
So what's even funnier is that being around those people yesterday, I was like, I don't know half these people in here. What? They found a whole group of people I don't even know. So that was really fun. And I was invited by my friend that is a business owner who's new in Toledo, and she felt like that was a great place to get her stuff in order. So
fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So also, speaking of places and people and organizations we like, are there any partnerships or community programs you're currently most excited about?
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you, I am so excited for this workshop series. It's called Ecosystems. One of the great things about expanding the yoga studio, so it's not just me anymore, is that we have 5 amazing yoga teachers. And Annabelle, who's one of my senior yoga teachers, very early on during her training, she was like, I want to do something with the environment. This was just on her heart. She was on fire for it. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. I know who I can connect you with to, like, dream this up. Connect her with Adam Cassie from Keep Toledo Lucas County Beautiful. Roll that forward months and months later. We're partnering together on a free workshop series sponsored by UT Health and some other incredible organizations. Donna Bogan from Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. She's also fully invested in that. I'm so excited for this. It's going to be a yoga series bridging yoga and environmental care. Mm. Completely free of the community. Our vision is to, you know, if you're like, I want to recycle, but like, I feel like I'm doing it wrong. This is a workshop for you to be like, okay, non-judgmental. Here are some positive things that I could do. That's the other part too.
I'm a big recycler, so I'm very excited about this. Make sure you email me.
Spots are going quick though, y'all. It's already.
Can you say the website real quick, just in case?
Sure. Yeah, ToledoMindfulnessInstitute.com.
Okay. Yep. And your motto is slow, steady, intentional, and grateful. How does that philosophy show up in your daily habits, both personally and as a business leader?
That motto. Really, it was kind of my mom and I sitting together. This was like 2.5-3 years ago. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so sad. I feel like I have these huge dreams. I don't know where this is going. I keep like doing gigs and like, you know, one person's showing up and like, it just, I didn't know what to do. And so one of the things that my mom really did is she was like, here's how it happens. One conversation at a time. You move slow and intentional. And after one conversation after another, that's how you build this. So slow, steady, intentional, grateful. That's my motto. I mean, I am so grateful. I move with so much reverence and so much gratitude, especially right now, because it was not, and maybe that's a nice thing about being a young professional, is I'm not too far away from the times where nobody cared when I was in a room. I mean, there were moments where, like, I mean, everybody would, like, they'd see me and they'd, like, go the other direction because they're like, oh God, it's just like a hungry young professional who doesn't know what she's doing, right? I mean, I'm not far away from those moments, right? So everything that's happening right now, everything. I am not taking it for granted for a second. And I'm trying to pull up the people that are younger than me mm-hmm. up too. You know, mentorship is huge for me. I wouldn't be here without my mentors.
That's beautiful. So. Well, my last question for you is, do you have any advice for young entrepreneurs balancing their lives while working to achieve their visions and build a legacy, especially our youth in Toledo and Northwest Ohio?
That was a great segue. Yes, I see what you did there. That was so good. Okay, so some advice. One, the best thing to invest in is not your, like, marketing, branding, whatever. You must invest in your skill set. be exceptional at what you do, whatever it is. I made a decision very early on to go all the way in. I said, I'm going to be in the top 1-2% of whatever my industry is. Now, that's outrageous for a 22-year-old to say, but like that's my motto, right? And also to understand as a young person that you are basically in your apprenticeship era until you're 40 years old. Mm. That's how I think about it. I'm an apprentice of this city, and I have great teachers. Again, thank you so much to Toledo for wrapping your arms around me and this company. But that's what it is. So be gentle with yourself, too, as you're learning. And know that every single person, without exception, that you look up to has also been a young professional who doesn't know what's going on. Like, you know, and the real ones, the ones that you actually really want to admire, are the ones that want to mentor you. That is so true. Like, the people that I admire most are the ones that saw a spark in me and fed that fire.
This has been such a fulfilling, I feel like I ate some soul food on Soul of the Glass City. So thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for just being you. Aww. We love you.
Oh, love you too. Thank you so much for having me on.
And that was Isabella Wyke.
You got it, girl.
Like Wyke.
Wyke like back, baby. You got it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.